Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It was Jamie Lynn's birthday, and her husband Jed wanted us to get her with a Brian Bell Buster. Now, LBF, you go to the salon all the time, right?
Yes, I do.
What if something went wrong with your hair color, if you get your hair colored? I'm not making assumptions.
Of course, that's just hypothetically speaking.
Right, let's be honest, I get my hair colored. I would freak out.
Well, we called Jamie Lynn to see if she would freak out if something went wrong with her hair color.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Jamie Lynn.
This is she.
Hi, this is Shelby from Surrey.
Oh, yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, I know you just had your color done, your one process. Everything go all right with that?
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. I'm happy with it.
Good, you went a little more golden this time?
Yeah, I put a little more gold. I think it looks nice in the sun.
Okay, and you're happy with it? Everything's okay with it?
Well, it's just a little bit, but other than that, it's fine.
Well, you know, yeah. Jamie Lynn, there is a little problem.
Itches.
We did have a recall on the dye that we've been using. There was a recall.
On my hair?
The reaction depends on your original color. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, it was like an auburn brunette color, yeah.
Yeah, with a little bit of gray in there, maybe a little bit?
Yeah.
Have you had a fever at all? Any severe headaches, some stiffness, any nausea, any abdominal pain, any diarrhea or anything?
Oh, my God. Is this from the hair color?
Just some possible side effects from the FDA. I'm just trying to... Have you noticed any clumps coming out the drain? Has the drain been full of hair at all?
Oh, my God. This is from the recall... You mean you recall...
These are just possible side effects. But have you actually... Have you washed your hair yet?
Well, no, I haven't.
Good,
I was gonna wash it this
afternoon. What? No, don't. You should not get your hair wet. You're even just like a sprinkler or a... No, don't get your hair wet in any way.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Don't get it wet, and you really probably shouldn't even eat anything after midnight, just to be safe. We're going to have to just let it kind of grow out so we can cut it off. Because we can't, No, you're not going to be able to wash your hair for at least a month so that we can have some growth to cut it right out of there.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I can't not wash my hair for a month.
Well, if you can't wait the full month for it to grow out, we could just, you know, shave it all off and start fresh.
Shave my hair off? I'm not going to cut off all my hair.
There's another option that if you want to book an appointment to come in, because you can't touch your hair with water, but if we... Wash it with whole avocados. That should take care of it. Although you're going to smell like guacamole for about a month.
Avocados on my hair?
Yeah, they're magical. They have oils, essential oils. But then you can't rinse it off, of course.
Well, I can't rinse off the avocado. I have to leave it on all day.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the treatment.
Ew! Oh, my God. I need to talk to... You know what? This is ridiculous. This is making me really upset. I need to talk to the manager.
Here's who we should really talk to. Your husband, Jed. We should probably talk to your husband, Jed.
How do you know my husband's name?
Do you ever listen to the Lauren and Wally show, Jamie Lynn?
Yeah.
Well, Jed contacted us and wanted to give you a bit of a Brian Bell Buster for your birthday. So have a great birthday, and thanks for listening to WROR.
You guys crack me up. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for it not being true.
Yeah.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.